other comments about the manifesto? It's just an exercise, it doesn't have to mean anything. It could be what we base what we do next on. It's up to us, really.
Actually, I took from the energy of the exercise. As people were getting up, it was gaining momentum. And there was something actually in that energy that really told me something about dance and something that I really wanted maybe to be a part of.
Yeah.
Like I said, as far as we get to be able to define what it means and all the dance ecology, it's still something that we feel quite proud of. Which is that even if we don't know what it is, and we're really just saying in terms of advocacy terms, you know, if you go down south, it's about saying, I'm from the north. It's not necessarily about I'm from Manchester or whatever, it's something about having the same language that advocates, you know, where we're from and what we do.
That kind of came up in the, one of the points was about making what we do visible. Because as someone that's just moved to Brighton, I mean, no one knows what we're doing. And I would question, you know, how much they care actually. So we need to kind of shout about what it is that we're doing. And you know, if the dance agencies don't know what each other are doing, how are we as practitioners going to know, you know? So it's sort of up to us. So the making visible thing seems to be coming really through a lot.
If you want to shout about being in the north, we did discuss kind of making sure that you know all across the north. And even though that is quite a big responsibility, that's why we suggested a joint programme across the north, so every kind of venue around the place does have an idea of what's going on over there, and it's just kind of taking that responsibility to know.
And is that, does that go back to the network thing? I mean, it, you know, how do we do that? Do we just take responsibility ourselves for that, or...? Because I think you're right, and we were just, you know, you just said... Oh no, sorry, it was you, wasn't it? About how measurable things are. How do we do these things? We can state them, but how do we then action them?
At the risk of putting pressure on the NPOs, because they're there and they're existing and they've got the links, it may be that it stems from them. Not that it's their responsibility, but they kind of create this place where the network comes from, because they're in place, because the dance artists move around, you know, the NPO is kind of there for the next 3 years anyway. So.
I think it could be both. It can be in the sense that the venues are where the dance is being programmed. It could be just a simple sharing of programme of the year or what your plans for the year might be. It could be simply, you know, that's what needs to happen, so that everyone's got a view of what is actually happening, and then from that view you take the year forward about what you want to plan the future year for programming. So it might be taking a stock in the first year or first instance of a season from venues and having some sort of diary to understand what the year's got in it, and then perhaps moving forward from that to say what the gaps in that programme that we want to then add into.
And some of it's a personal responsibility as well.
Yeah,
so sometimes when the individual takes that responsibility, it starts to grow and grow. So I think it's simply with the like online stuff, you know, when you're talking in our group, it's like, I'll do Facebook, but I won't do Twitter, but will I go on to a website that's just been set up, or won't I go on that website? If you take those personal responsibilities yourself to find out, that starts to grow, because just by your own nature, we start to share that information. So.
I was just going to say that. I think it's something about building. You can't, although some people might want to build a community from the top down, you can't. You have to build a community from the root. And the way to do that is genuinely to go and meet that brew and say what you're doing. And yes, it might be easy to do that if you have a centre to put a place to meet, but if you've got social media, there is that thing of going, oh, what are you up to, or can I come?
Okay, so what do we really genuinely think are the ways forward from today? Because I'm really mindful of this thing about, you know, let's stop sitting in rooms talking about it, or if we do, what next? How do we progress? There's been some great thinking today. It's just, what do we do with our manifesto? Who's going to take it forward? Is it something we want to take forward, or do we go back to these things where we think we want a festival, we think we want a conservatoire, we think we want more mentoring, we're all going to take responsibility?
So, you're going to have an action plan, you know, from today.
Who writes it?
I know, it's like who. I suppose we all need to take ownership on who writes it.
I wonder whether there, because it's a very big agenda and there are lots of it, whether there are bits that
some groups of us can do. So I personally feel very committed to have another meeting with the agency and some other people that develop artists across the north to continue the dialogue we started. And I wonder whether that's something I can easily manage and is very practical. And I wonder whether there are other people who that do other bits of the jigsaw puzzle before we bring it back together.
Can I suggest that it's that those are more like mixed meetings, so it's not the dance agencies talking to themselves. But that we could almost go, okay, from Vika to Martin, you're going to meet in April. From here to here, you're going to meet in June. Do you know what I mean? So it's, we don't stay in these silos of thinking. Because I think what's come through really clearly today is we don't know, it goes back to the network, we don't know what each other's are doing.
You don't even know really who's who. Enough to know who to talk to.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
In some respects, you know, sitting next to people you know that before today, and I thought it was really interesting that you had that meeting where you, know, you and your cohort in that room were effectively at the pinnacles of your particular functional roles, and yet you still didn't know each other, and you're in the same business, for a better way of putting it. I think that's really interesting that they're all sitting around and trying really hard to kind of go through, see the photo of the way forward. But actually, it is that bit about, okay, I'm sitting here and it's quite scary as a venue, because you know, I think that's not the right place for me to go and engage with. But actually, there's a lot of things that could be, you know, I could offer my space and have another meeting. You know, it's not a problem to do. It's just, you know, it is having that ability to sort of.
No,
it's a group.
I mean,
is it about a meeting or is it about networking? Because one of the things that seems really open
meeting
is that,
you know,
is that
yeah.
thing of networking and
yeah.
not feeling isolated and not feeling like you're just on your own as a unit on your own. So
I think what comes up in that though is that people only want to meet for purpose, really.
Yeah.
Certainly, people that are running companies. They don't want to just.
And maybe that's part of the challenge for that change then, is to meet for a purpose means that's about.
Well, if the purpose is to network, then
exactly.
That's a clear offer I then choose whether I go or not.
Yeah.
But if the purpose is to congregate the next time to sort out the beginnings of a new festival, then that's a completely different reason for meeting. Do you see what I mean? So I think you're right. There is a network thing. I mean, I can certainly, if everyone's okay, I can certainly circulate the email address that Pam gave us initially, so that everyone's got each other's emails. I know that's very simple. Dep Arts can do that. Very simple start.
I see something. We
can set up a Facebook page.
The almost randomness of just like happening and just
I do.
Doing
yeah.
then you're with people that you don't really know.
Yeah.
Somebody might be interested in festivals, somebody might be interested in taking more responsibility. You talk amongst yourself, you arrange a date, and then that way you can research the information you want to go, you meet, and then you think, okay, well, this is quite important, but actually, do you know what, we could fit that into the festivals, and then you can. So I think that I like the randomness of just forming the circle, and then, yeah, just kind of that responsibility.
And I think, I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot, Hannah, I think Clooney's slipped as well.
Yes.
or Amanda, just in terms of, you know, she's gone. That whether, you know, what do we do in relation to you? Because obviously you've supported these meetings. Like, should we go away and, you know, say, well, this random quarter is going to talk about a festival, or, and then come back to you, or should we just talk amongst ourselves, get a plan together, and, you know, what's the relationship between what we do and the Arts Council now? Do you think?
I think it's just worth setting out that the culture of the Arts Council's relationship with the sector is changing.
Yeah,
and certainly will be changed in the next in 18 months' time. We're no longer, or we are less so, the interventionist organisation where we see gaps that will jump at and intervene. We've got reducing capacity to coordinate, but actually we're incredibly well placed to respond. And we can advocate for your ideas within the Arts Council to actually get resources. So I think ideas coming from the sector is a good start. Finding a catalyst for continuing this dialogue, like a Facebook page or whatever.
I mean, we have the Amplify page, obviously, and the Amplify, which we can all add to.
And just man, and sorry, it sounds really practical. We're not going to be able to do everything that you bring to us, but do bring things to us. Do tell us.
So if we went with the random, let's quarter the circle, and out of those 10 people, maybe 3 of you will show up, maybe 10 of you will show up, but you collectively now decide what you want to talk about or what you want to develop or how you want to move forward. We decide that, and then we come back to the Arts Council and maybe say, well, we thought this. What do you think?
Can I make a
suggestion? Not with any expectation that you can fund it or anything like that, or we have a dual process where we go back to the NDA, we go back to the venue, whatever we decide is appropriate for whatever we've been talking about.
Can I just share something? Just recently, the South Asian music organisations, or the NPOs, decided, it's about 10 of them, decided to come together to look at touring of South Asian music, particularly, some cases, some guys. But one of the things that got set up was like an internet, so we all belong to this, like there's a base camp and we all belong to this internet group, so every time we have a thought, we can post it, or we can arrange our meetings through that. So that's made it possible for me to be part of that world, which normally I felt quite isolated from. And it's worked really well, and we're actually driving that thing ourselves and deciding what the thing is in an eventual. But we do copy the two Arts Council officers into that. They're in the conversation, they're aware of it, but they're not engaged in the decision making.
Okay, so one of the groups might decide to really deal with how we continue this digital networking.
Yeah.
If you want help with that, just tell us what it is you're looking for and we'll make suggestions.
Yeah, and then Phil's got great projects going around digital networking.
Yeah.
Yeah,
artists.
An online network for artists which launches on Sunday, and it's kind of the idea is that it's by artists for artists, so when it launches it will be pretty much just a template, but it has profile pages and it has a directory for companies who want to be advertised to artists, and then like an inspiration page where people post their work and talk about what they're doing and forums, that kind of thing.
Okay, what's it called?
The URL?
artistsnorth.co.uk.
Artistsnorth.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll put that up. So I'm conscious that we should be finishing now, but what are we doing now, sector?
Charlotte, did you say that this information is going to be helpful?
I think we will, yes. We will endeavour to scribe your handwriting. And I think the best place for it, actually, is as a document on the Amplified site. Mm. So this Amplified site, 10.com, NADM12, is where we will post any provocations or anything that's come up from this.
Is there not three things that have come out of this meeting, maybe the festival, maybe some of the things here, that each area can have a champion for and they take responsibility for, whether that's setting up a meeting and inviting whoever is of interest to come, which hopefully will then bring people from across the sector together to start moving on that particular area, as opposed to it being a random selection.
Yeah.
You might come together as festival, but more that we choose the points, and then if you feel the energy and the drive to move that.